Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 14, Number 5. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was PSN, Number 25, Biological Value. Biological value relates to protein quality. Different protein sources vary greatly in protein quality and in their amino acid profiles. This is why I eat a mixed diet of both natural plants and animals selected from the best sources I can find. Biological value is all about nitrogen retention, displacement, utilization, and growth. It's about how cells respond to the consumption of protein under stress, which ultimately affects how we recover and respond to the stress of life and training. So what is the best protein to consume for optimizing health and performance? The protein that yields the greatest amount of nitrogen after digestion, uptake, and assimilation, and more importantly, the one that leads to the greatest amount of nitrogen retained by the cell. Remember that nitrogen doesn't come in to the body through carbohydrate consumption or eating fats. You only get nitrogen from protein. This is why Tracy and I consume whey protein isolate as a supplement in addition to a diet that features a variety of plant and animal protein. Whey protein isolate still ranks number one above every other protein source on the planet. To achieve our true potential as humans, we must consume what our bodies require biochemically in terms of protein quality and protein quantity. Both are equal in importance, quality and quantity. Keep that in mind. Quality comes first, then you focus on getting the right amount. This is the CHI Prime Directive personified. Supply your biological demand. And today, we can do that with both nature and technology. Choose your proteins well. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is fitness on the move. The purpose or function of fitness is to get fit, not lose weight, and this distinction is important to understand. Body composition is managed best through a combination of optimum nutrition and movement, otherwise known as holistic sports nutrition. Increased fitness is associated with better health, less chronic disease, and reduced risk of mortality from all causes. But what is fitness exactly, and how does one measure it? Fitness can be defined in many ways. First, fitness is the condition of being physically fit and functional. Second, fitness is the capacity to fulfill a particular role or task, especially one that requires physical strength or endurance. And finally, fitness in the biological sense is our ability to survive and reproduce in our environment. The role of modern exercise is to condition the body and create total physical fitness. The military uses fitness to make men and women stronger and faster. When a soldier is well conditioned, she or he can cope with much higher levels of stress during combat. A fit human being has a higher chance of survival, period. If that wasn't absolutely true, the military wouldn't waste any time, money, and energy conditioning its armies. The take-home message here is that fitness works the same way for civilians. Better shape and condition allows us to better cope with mental, emotional, and physical stress. Fitness can and should be measured, and when it is, our capacity to perform is assembled into five principal categories. These include muscle strength, muscle endurance, balance, aerobic capacity, and flexibility. A good exercise program should include a full range of movement and activity organized and structured to create total fitness as a measurable outcome. All five categories must be covered. Like nature, the program will be diverse and designed by necessity for sustainability. My favorite place to work out is the gym down the street. When choosing a place to live anywhere or in any country, be it short or long term, I always think in terms of proximity to the gym, preferably within walking distance. I prefer to walk to the gym and listen to a health and fitness related tutorial on my iPod. That keeps my mind pump and gets me ready to literally pump up my physical body. When traveling on the road, I have my own personal fitness solution if I'm limited by time or access to a decent training facility. So if I can't get to the gym, and if there's no gym around me, or if the hours aren't conducive, or the schedule, or the timing, and all of the busy activities that go on when you're on the road and lecturing and working with your sales reps or other retailers, I have a solution that I can accomplish what I need to do in my hotel room. This workout is short and sweet, but very effective at maintaining my basic frame and functional capacity. It covers all the major body parts and all of the essential components of fitness. In short, the workout regimen is as follows. Number one, warm up with calisthenics, joint rotation, and twisting. Number two, standing deep-seated full body squats, two sets of 50. Number three, chin-ups, two sets of 12. Number four, push-ups, four sets of 12. Number five, skipping, 5 to 10 continuous minutes. Number six, abdominal floor crunches, supersetted with lying leg raises, two sets of 25 to 50 reps each. And finally, number seven, a full body stretch on the floor. The equipment needed for this routine includes portable push-up bars, a portable pull-up chin-up bar, and a skipping rope. Everything listed fits into my suitcase. All exercises are performed with precision and according to principles with time, health, safety, form, and function in mind. Movement is full range, in control, and focused on intensity and temporary exhaustion. Remember, in the hallmark of achievement, failure is essential. You cannot succeed in the game of weight training and fitness unless you fail consistently. That means that you reach a complete state of exhaustion and you cannot move the bar towards completing the set. You've got 9 reps and you're going for 10. You're completely exhausted. You're blanked out. You've reached failure. And so now you fail. And in this case, that is a damn good thing. That is when you want to fail in the gym, because of the way that muscles unite and contract and grow, and you disturb the environment and all of the physiology and biochemistry that goes on. That is ignited through failure. So movement is full range, in control, and focused on intensity and temporary exhaustion. Next, a portable pull-up chin-up bar. This device features a twisting slip-in design that adjusts to fit most door frames without screws. You simply extend the adjustment to fit the door jamb, then twist it with your hands to make it nice and tight. Hanging from the bar with your body weight actually makes the bar more secure, so it won't fall off. So it's literally twisted against the door jambs and is kind of suspended in air. And your body weight, when you hang from it, is going to make it more, not less, secure. This pulling movement engages the back, chest, shoulders, biceps, and core. If you can't perform chin-ups the traditional way with your entire body weight, as in you're hanging completely straight with your arms stretched out and you're not touching the floor, your full body weight is suspended, that's the way that you do a normal chin-up. An ideal chin-up with your full body weight. If you can't do that, you can rest your extended feet on the floor from a low bar position to help reduce difficulty, and then you can pull up and get that nice full range with your biceps and arms. But because you've got some of your weight on the floor, in other words, the leverage has changed, your heels are touching the floor, it makes it easier for you to pull up whatever body weight is actually being pulled up. Next are the push-up bars. The push-up bars are actually two separate pieces of equipment that you grip with each hand and place on the floor where you would normally put your hands if you were doing standard push-ups. They're shaped like modified U's. and they're designed to support your entire weight. Push-up bars allow you to change the direction of your wrists and lower yourself closer to the floor, past your hands, increasing movement, depth, and stretch. So if you've got your hands flat on the floor, you can only lower your body down so far. By using the push-up bars, you open up and you get another 6 inches of stretch. A deeper stretch means your muscles have to work harder, and working harder produces more value. This pushing movement works the chest, back, shoulders, triceps, and core. Skipping rope. Skipping is a great cardio workout and fantastic for the lungs, heart, calves, and shoulders. This stationary aerobic movement can oxidize up to 700 calories per hour of vigorous activity, with about 0.1 calories consumed per jump. 10 minutes of jumping rope is roughly the equivalent of running an 8-minute mile. Skipping requires balance, coordination, skill, and mental focus. Vary your jump technique and footwork. Skipping will definitely get your blood pumping. After an hour before I perform this morning exercise routine in my hotel room, I rise and shine, drink a large glass of filtered water, then prepare a pre-workout shake made with freshly squeezed grapefruit juice. Yes, I bring my own citrus juicer. Whey protein isolate, 2 tablespoons of hemp flax pumpkin seed oil for the abundance of omega-3s that they contain, and 1 teaspoon each of calcium ascorbate, which is vitamin C powder combined with calcium, ribose, glutamine, creatine, and Hawaiian spirulina. It's all about energy, people, and you need energy to perform well. I then shake and take, meaning I swallow the dietary supplements I take in capsule form with my pre-workout shake. So the shake's got a lot of supplements in there. They're all in powder. Not everything I take is in powder. So when I take capsules or tablets, I shake and take. Doesn't that make a lot of sense? And it certainly works for everyone I know that does it with consistency. I then wait about an hour, work on my computer, drink a small cup of strong black cowboy coffee, which is ultimately incredibly strong, then drink another glass of filtered water. Hydration is essential. You've got to be well hydrated also to perform. It's not only about driving in supplements that have energy. It's making sure you've got enough fluid to make the whole thing work, because our body is ideally mostly water, around 75%, kind of like a muscle cell. Use your muscle cells when they're healthy as a standard. You can't go wrong. The workout takes about 20 minutes to perform and gives me a complete mini-me full body workout. It's a great way to start the day, and I think it's an intelligent way to prepare for what is coming, because I don't know what's coming. I don't think anyone does. Who can read the future? We've got an idea. We've got a forecast of weather, but that's not going to give you every detail, and certainly nobody on this planet is able to predict with certainty things that are impossible to predict, knowing about the Heisenberg principle and the fact that there is an uncertainty to life. And so we need to be ready, like the soldier. We need to be compact and lean and strong and smart and wise and fully comprehend where we are and what we're doing and how we're going to achieve our goals. Fitness comes first, people, and unless you're a full-time farmer, hunter, fisherman, or gatherer, you'd better get the lead out. Lead is heavy and slows everybody down, even Superman can't see through it. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Jawaharlal Nehru, the first Prime Minister of India. Obviously, the highest type of efficiency is that which can utilize existing material to the best advantage.